Good morning, church. Thank you very much. No, I'm not with the Go Pack Go today. Thank you all very much. That was very sweet. A few announcements before we get started. Please don't forget, we have church council immediately following worship. Please join us for that. We got our covered dish, a lot of leftovers from previous meals too. So please help us eat that up, and we'll really get together about organizing the love and paying tribute to a lot of great organizations and ministry that have happened throughout the life of our church this week. Also, please don't forget, when you're making that long stroll from the church to Fellowship Hall, Nick Menapace is going to have a chocolate bar available for you as you make that long trip from one dessert table to the next if you want to support our mission trip. Those dollar chocolate bars are still available if you would like some of those. And also, please don't forget, our joint board reorganizational meeting will not be Monday, but it will be Wednesday, January 22nd at 6:30, and others will follow immediately after that. And the Moravian Bowling Bash will be tonight at from 6 to 9 at Boulevard Lanes, $10 per person. They had to switch bowling alleys this year, so we will not be able to bring food in, but still, it's a good deal, great opportunity for the kids to get out and enjoy some fun. Now, the trustees are also looking for judges for our chili cook-off. We have our second annual chili cook-off coming off in 2 weeks on Super Bowl Sunday. So if you're interested in doing that, please let them know. Concert That Cares is Thursday, February 6th at 7 p.m. That'll be around the corner before you know it. We'll be raising money for our Bears and Cares program, which we've been doing in February that Kira started. Great opportunity to support those kids and that ministry. And CEC Family Game Night will be Friday, January 31st, 6 to 8. Bring a game, bring a pizza, bring something to share, chips or something like that, and it's always a good time for the kids. Also, if you get a chance, we still need some ushers and greeters for February, so we have a sign-up sheet out there. If we could get a few more names on there, that would be great. Does anybody else have any other announcements they'd like to share? All right, let us stand and greet one another. Good morning, Leticia. Good morning, Andy. Looks like you arranged that. They were very melodious, too. Sorry. Good morning, Carolyn. Good morning, Linda. How we doing? Good morning, Cheryl. How we doing? Oh, did you see? We got the washwords out in front of you. Okay. Awesome. Thank you. Good morning, ladies. Good morning, Delaney. Good morning, Millie. Good morning, Nick. Please remain standing as we join together in our watchword for the week this week. Our watchword this week comes from the first chapter of Corinthians, verse 1 to 9. Let us say it together. God is faithful. By him you were called into the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. You may be seated. Thank you. Please rise and join us in the call to worship. Blessed is the one who trusts in God. None can compare to you and your wonderful good deeds.
Give us a new song of adoration in our mouths. Let us sing him a hymn of praise.
Let us join together to sing Great is Thy Faithfulness on page 460 of our Moravian Book of Worship.
Join with me in the liturgy for Epiphany and World Mission.
Yeah.
give you thanks. Everyone will know your mighty deeds and the glorious majesty of your kingdom.
Your rule is eternal, and you are king forever.
You, Lord, are righteous in all you do, merciful in all your acts.
You are near to those who call to you, who call to you with sincerity.
You supply the needs of all who honor you. You hear the cries and save them.
We will ever praise you. Let all creation praise your holy name forever.
Acknowledge the sin that entangles us and prevents us from doing God's will. Compassionate Lord, you call us to a higher standard than we have achieved. Now for those whose lives in union with Christ Jesus. Hear the word of our Lord. I do not condemn you. Go, but do not sin again. Please rise. God created the heavens and stretched them out, fashioned the earth and all that lives there, and gave life and breath to all its people. Through you, I will bring light to the nations, and you will open the eyes of the blind.
And set free those who sit in dark prisons.
You may be seated. As we think about our church council and our opportunity to give today, we remember the words of great is thy faithfulness, that God has provided all that we need. And as we think of our tithes, our offerings, and gifts, let us now give to God, remembering that everything we have has already been given to us, and we get the opportunity to give back. So let us now give back with our tithes, offerings, and gifts. Please rise. Let's turn our hearts and our minds to a time of prayer and a time of reflection. Let us remember with prayers of sympathy and resurrection hope Charles Dalton III, who passed away unexpectedly Monday, and we had a service of remembrance for him on Saturday in Coshocton. Charles would be the father of Erica Dalton, Erica Hansen Stafford, who just recently got married on New Year's Eve. That would be her father-in-law, who just passed away. Continued prayers for them as they continue to grieve and mourn for the five children he leaves behind, and also for Chuck, as he actually just finished up with his time in Ohio, drove back to Kansas on Sunday, and then found out this news Monday, and then had to drive straight back to Ohio. So continued prayers for him and his family as they grieve this loss together. Prayers for Jim Eichel of Sympathy and Resurrection Hope as well, as we think of the Baker and Eichel families this week. We held a service of remembrance for him at Guybe on Wednesday. I was really touched by both the military and the police salute. I think we had almost 60 police officers from throughout the county of South Hall there, and many New Philly, T County, Yerkesville, from all over the area to pay tribute. Our flowers were actually given in remembrance by his daughters, Tammy and Renee. And I ask that you keep Tammy in prayer, as she had to fly back to North Dakota yesterday, and she cannot take the highway because of how the weather is, so she's grounded in a hotel for the next couple days. So please keep her in prayer as she goes through these transitions as well, and be with this family as they grieve. For Jim Menapace, continues prayers as he continues to transition to assisted living at Park Village. For Adriana Hill, her family had a destructive fire last week. Ron Martin's niece, please keep them in prayer as they look to rebuild their lives from this destruction and difficulties. For Linda Bonnell, she started her brain radiation this past week and continues further treatment. Please keep her in prayer at this difficult time as well as Terry and all her doctors and all her nurses. Prayers, happy 21st birthday to Justin Miller. Prayers of celebration there. And then also prayers of healing and comfort for Brad Miller, Doug's brother, who continues to go further surgery and tests and treatments as well. Prayers for Stephanie Dribble, who had a mastectomy this week. She's a friend of the Swaldos. Please keep her in prayer and her loved ones as she has to deal with this difficult procedure. For Joan Bourne, who is having a valve replacement and is doing well, she's a friend of Millie. Joan will join us once in a while for worship on Christmas Eve, and she is a wonderful woman, and we continue to pray for her strength and recovery. We ask for continued prayers for our church council, that God continues to guide our spirit, and that we take that opportunity really to listen to the Spirit. Because church council is not about what we can do, but what God can do through us. And we have the opportunity to celebrate that as a church, and especially the gift of community that each and every one of us. And then I also want to share congratulations to Chloe Martin, who received a superior rating on her vocal solo at OMEA competition. So well done, Chloe. We'll give you a little... A And then I got one more. It says, I hope the Packers win the Super Bowl for Pastor Ben's birthday. It's not written in the prayer book, but I see it's written on each and one of your hearts today. So. We'll take it how we can get it. I think we need a lot of prayer today. Let's take a moment in silence and invite God in this time of prayer. Gracious God, we feel your spirit, your presence, and your compassion in our lives every day. We are grateful for the change in seasons as we've experienced winter this week, and we know that sometimes the snow and the sleet and that can be depressing and really get us in a darker place, but we realize that it brings signs of new life, that we can take time to spend it with family, to enjoy one another, to care for one another, to take time to slow down and just pay attention to you, God, because life goes so quickly, and that is why we need to take a second to pause and to breathe. And we realize this was a heavy week for so many people in our congregation. We think especially of the friends and family of Jim Eichel and Charles Dalton III and so many other families that are grieving right now. Help them to know that they are surrounded in comfort and care in all times and all places. And we realize there are many among us who are grieving, who are hurting, who are struggling. Help us to remember that you, God, told us that you came to save the lost, the brokenhearted, the struggling, the depressed, and help us to feel your presence in all those places. Gracious God, we ask that you bless our church council today. Help continue to help us to be a congregation of gratitude, grace, and stewardship. I have to tell you, I am so grateful for the hard work of the many people in this room that make this ministry possible. And we need to count our blessings every day because it's so easy to think about what we don't have. But I can think of the many, many things that we do. So as we go about our lives and our this week, help us to be the blessing counters, to pay attention to the small acts of grace and mercy and love. Because even in difficult times and difficult weeks, we know that the blessings far outweigh the negatives, and we are so grateful for that because you are a God who enriches us, enlightens us, and cares for us. In your gracious and loving name we pray. Amen.
The first scripture today comes from 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 1 through 9. Paul, called to be an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God and our brother Sosthenes, to the church of God in Corinth, to those sanctified in Christ Jesus and called to be holy, together with all those everywhere who call on the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, their Lord and ours. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I always thank God for you because of his grace given you in Christ Jesus. For in him you have been enriched in every way, in all your speaking and in all your knowledge, because our testimony about Christ was confirmed in you. Therefore, you do not lack any spiritual gifts as you eagerly wait for our Lord Jesus Christ to be revealed. He will keep you strong to the end, so that you will be blameless on the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God, who has called you into fellowship with his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, is faithful.
Thank you, Letitia. Our gospel today comes from John, the first chapter, verses 29 to 42, the Lamb of God. The next day he saw Jesus coming toward him and declared, "Here is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. This is he of whom I have said, After me comes a man who ranks ahead of me because he was before me. I myself did not know him, but I came baptizing with water for this reason, that he might be revealed to Israel. And John testified, I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it remained on him. I myself did not know him, but the one who sent me to baptize with water said to me, he on whom you see the Spirit descend and remain is the one who baptizes with the Holy Spirit. And I myself have seen and testified that this is the Son of God. The next day, John was standing with two of his disciples, and as he watched Jesus walk by, he exclaimed, look, here is the Lamb of God. The two disciples heard him say this, and they followed Jesus. When Jesus turned and they followed them, he said to them, what are you looking for? They said to him, Rabbi, which translates teacher, where are you staying? And they remained with him that day. It was about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. One of the two who heard John speak and followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He first found his brother Simon and said to him, we have found the Messiah, which is translated anointed. And he brought Simon to Jesus, who looked at him and said, you are Simon, son of John. You are to be called Cephas, which is translated Peter. May the reading of God's holy word reach your heart, your minds, and your actions. Thanks be to God. At this time, I invite the children to come forward for the children's chapel. Come on up. Good morning. How's everybody doing this morning? So it's my birthday. I'm no longer a 20-something, so I'm an old 30-year-old man. Am I still cool enough to do children's lessons yet, or still pass the test? Well, I love your reassuring confidence in me. Thank you very much. All right, so tell me, what was the favorite part of your school week this week? Nothing? Paige? Day off? Okay, you got a day off coming on Monday. Anybody do anything fun in gym class at all? Nick? Nice. Tyler? Nice. Brandon? Nice. Very cool. So we're going to talk about the importance of following our dreams today and how we can't let anything get in our way. And when I was little, like your age, I had this special dream to be a really cool artist who was going to make these really beautiful pictures. So, in honor of honoring my dream, I'm going to challenge you all to a color off. So I want you all to take this piece of paper, take one piece of paper, and then you get to pick from this box of crayons. You get one crayon, and that's what you get to draw with. Yeah, I know, I'm impressive, but one crayon. You can pass it around, Paige. And then I need somebody, does somebody have their phone out that could be a timer for me? Charlotte! could you do a timer? I need a minute timer, and then every 15 seconds you're going to give me a warning. So it'll start with a minute, and then you'll say 45, and then 15 seconds you'll say 30, 15, and then you can count down from there if you want. What's that? So it can be any way. Hold on. We haven't started yet. Okay, you can put your name on. That's fair while I'm talking. That's it, though. Just names. So for this competition, we're going to see who can draw a better picture. All of you together or me. And so that's going to be your competition. All right. So for this next minute, we're not friends. We're competitors, all right? You're my San Francisco 49ers right now. You're standing in the way of my Super Bowl. All right, Charlie, are you ready? All right, on the count of three. 3, 2, 1, go. All right, you know, it's all very important before you draw to get hydrated, isn't it? To get some water and isn't fluids important when you teach, Angie? Yeah. It is.
No.
And then, oh my God, you guys are drawing already? You haven't even stretched yet. Oh, man, how can you draw without stretching? Thirty seconds? Okay. Stretching and then, ooh. Oh, I gotta think of what to draw about. I can't even think about what to draw. You know what? I haven't said hello to my wife this morning yet either. I can't start drawing before I say hello to my wife. So good morning, Emily. How's it going? Oh, man. All right. Show me your drawings. Throw them up. Show them up to the congregation. All right. We'll let you vote in a second. Now, that's their drawings. Now, this is my drawing. This is an impressionist painting. You really have to draw into it to look and see what you see in this painting. All right. So I want you to vote. Who wins the prettiest painting? Is it the kids? Raise your hand if you think it's the kids. And who votes for me? God votes for me. There we go. So why? Good job. Let's give them a round of applause. They beat me in coloring. So okay, let's bring it in. Was it easy or was it hard to beat me?
Easy.
Easy. Why was it easy to beat me? Why is that, Ryland?
You didn't even draw anything.
I didn't even color. What was I doing instead?
Saying hello to family.
Okay. So I was stretching. I was getting water. It's a word that starts with an E and an X. Does anybody know what that word is? Exercise is close, actually. It's called an excuse. I came up with reasons why I couldn't do something. But guess what? There's always excuses, there's always opportunities to say why you can't do something, but each and every one of you found a way to do something. And that's our message today, is that God provides us with everything we need to be able, whether it's to draw a picture, whether it's to do well in school, whether it's to play sports. God gives us everything we need. And I want to tell you actually, hold on. All right, we'll show our pictures later. I want to tell you about a little boy named Tony. And he wasn't an artist, but he was a baseball player. And this kid was named Tony Fernandez. And when he was 4 years old, he lived in the Dominican Republic. And guess what? His family wasn't rich enough to have a baseball glove. So you know what he did? He made a milk carton, and he turned it into a baseball glove. And that's what he used to learn how to play baseball until he could be old enough to have a baseball glove. And you know what? He turned out to be a very talented baseball player and played in the major leagues for 20 years. And why do you think that was? Nick? He followed his team and he didn't make excuses, but and he found a way to use all that he had in front of him, to use it for God. And so I want you to remember that we have eyes to see, hearts to love with, hands to serve God with, and minds to think with. And with all those things, we can accomplish a lot. And if all we do is make excuses in our life, what do we end up with?
Nothing.
Nothing. A blank sheet of paper. That's what we get in exchange for that. So we're going to, good job with your pictures. Put your crayons back in the bucket. And before we grab our joyful noise, I want to explain to the congregation. For our joyful noise, originally we were planning to give that to Shenrun Village. But I was talking to the elders this week. And we really felt, with the difficult week that the Dalton family had, with Erica just getting married and this unexpected loss in their family, we wanted our joyful noise offering to go to that family and help them in their time of grieving. Dad did not have a life insurance policy of any type, so we want to be there to support those five kids and help them out. So if you would give to our joyful noise offering and that important cause. So let's go around. Everyone take a can. We're going to go around and do a joyful noise. If you didn't get a chance to give. There you go, Aubrey. All right, put your hands up if you didn't get a chance to put it in the bucket. There you go, Brandon. Thank you very much. All right, I think we got everybody. Bring your cans on up. We'll put them right in this corner. Oh, good job. Everybody did very good. All right, we're going to get in our circle. Oh, good job. I'm going to give that to Nick. Let him put all of it in. There you go. All right, we're going to stand in our circle. We're going to say our prayer together. You can hold your pictures if you want to. You're okay. Let us pray together. Gracious God, we ask that you bless these children and continue to remind them that they have been given all they need to be wonderful and caring disciples in your world. They have beautiful minds, caring hearts, hands and feet to serve you, and eyes to see you. And with all that, we can see the most beautiful picture we've been given, which is life itself and a life to serve you, Jesus. In your gracious name we pray. Amen. Grab a Smartie. You're all Smarties. You get a victory, Smarties. Yeah, good job. That's a good picture. Cool. We're gonna remain seated as we join together to sing Blessed Be the Tie That Binds. Gracious God, we ask that you open our hearts, our minds, and our ears for the words of wisdom you have to share with us, that we can be the disciples you call us to be. In your gracious and loving name we pray. Amen. So Church Council Sunday is a great Sunday to reflect on what God has done in our midst this past year. It's a good time to collectively reflect and celebrate the many blessings and new missions that we got to be a part of in 2019. It is also a good time for us as a church family to introspect and think about what we can do better in 2020. What new areas and ministries is God calling us into this coming year? Paul has an important message for us today. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 7. You are not lacking any spiritual gifts as you await for the revealing of our Lord Jesus Christ. And our kids did a great job illustrating us. God has already provided us with everything we need. everything we need. I think we as people, we tend to be very self-critical of ourselves. If I asked each of you today to do what would be called a SWOT analysis, a strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats about how you can help your church, it'd be easy for each and every one of us to think about that list of weaknesses we have. And for me, my weaknesses are apparent to me. Don't ask me to sing. Don't ask me to make something look pretty. Don't ask me to cook something. You don't want to see the results of any of those things. But however, if we think of our strengths, it takes a lot more intentional thought to think about that, doesn't it? What can I do to help this church, to help the kingdom of God? And we can be a little uncomfortable taking ownership of our strengths, not only in the church, but in the world. But we need to cultivate a culture of abundance. We need to cultivate a world where we nurture our strengths, where we care for one another. And at our men's breakfast this past week, I was given a football team to talk about, and they really had to pull my leg to do that, to talk about the Green Bay Packers on a Saturday morning. But I always love the opportunities to speak at this breakfast. And when I was researching that, I was touched by this quote that came from the new head football coach of the New York Giants, Joe Judge. It was very interesting when he said this, because I was very skeptical that this 38-year-old guy got this head coaching job out of nowhere, but he had a very strong pedigree. He worked for some of the greatest coaches in the history of the sports, and Nick Saban, who's the big coach at Alabama, and Bill Belichick, who works for the New England Patriots. And they asked him, what did working for great people teach you? What did it make you to be the coach, the person that you are today? And he looked in and gave this very thoughtful response. And he said, the great leaders that I worked for were such positive people. Whenever I walked into a meeting with Coach Belichick or Coach Saban, the first thing that they would tell our coaches is, don't ever come into a meeting and tell me what somebody can't do. Don't ever tell me a kid's not fast enough. Don't ever tell me a kid's not strong enough. Don't ever tell me a kid's not what we need. Because I want you to look at the strengths. I want you to look at what the people around you are capable of doing, and then that's what I want you to build upon. And now that is a football analogy, but that is a universal application to each and every one of us. Great teachers, people like McKenna who are going to school to learn how to teach, they don't spend all day thinking about what a kid or can't do, how they can't learn with this style. What a really great teacher does is they look for that one style that reaches that kid and they utilize that as often as they can. Great therapists, whether you're a physical therapist or an occupational therapist or a speech therapist, they don't spend their time fixating on they can't do this exercise, they're not strong enough to do that, but they focus on what that person can do to help rehabilitate them and care for them. And great church leaders, great members of churches, they don't spend their time invested on talking about what the church used to have. Man, in 1960 and 1970, this place used to be packed, our youth group used to be thriving. No, great church leaders today find a way to cultivate and celebrate the gifts that we have right now in our midst. The mission, the ministry, all those other wonderful things. Because Paul reminds us that every aspect of our life should be enriched by Christ, especially our attitudes. 1 Corinthians 1, chapter 5 to 6 said, for in every way you have been enriched in him, in speech and knowledge of every kind, just as the testimony of Christ has been strengthened among you. In other words, how we speak about our outlook on life should be a reflection of our faith in Christ. And that means we should take the song lyrics, they'll know we are Christians by our love to our hearts. Because people should know we are Christians by how we care for our friends and our family. By how we seek to use social media not as a platform to celebrate ourselves, but to uplift others who are in difficult circumstances and could use some help. How we are willing to smile at strangers in grocery stores. Never underestimate the impact of a small act of kindness on someone's day. Because the butterfly effect is very biblical in the idea that one small act of kindness impacts another. And it should also impact how we speak about our church and our church family. And it feels like a year goes by in the blink of an eye. But as I was putting together the PowerPoint slideshow of all the pictures that we've taken throughout the year that you'll see going on throughout Church Council, of all the pictures from the worship events and the missions and the ministry opportunities, I was touched by how many things we as a congregation accomplished this year. Because this year, we gave birth to new ministries. And that's plural, not singular, new ministries. A dedicated team of disciples started our Food on the Fly ministry. It's not even a year old, and I don't even have to, when I come on Wednesdays, the second Wednesdays of the month, I don't even have to walk back in the kitchen and know where people will be standing. It's a well-oiled machine. Delene will greet you at the entrance. Rick, Joyce, Alicia, Angie, Missy, and Amy are serving all the food. Steve and Jackie and Ron are working behind the scenes in the kitchen. Katie, Madison, and Chloe are taking orders, rain or shine, from the cars that pulled in. I'm trying to stay out of the way. Floyd and Letitia are overseeing it all and stepping in wherever they are needed that day. We as a church should be proud of that new ministry that we gave birth to this past year. We also started the Concert That Cares series with an idea that was formulated by one of our elders, Danielle Rossi, actually visiting another church, a Moravian church in North Carolina. And our sanctuary is now a place where young and talented kids in our area can use the gifts that they've been given from God and raise money for local organizations. We should be proud of that new ministry because not only is it equipping kids, it's getting them equipped to serve in mission. That's what Moravians do. We look for mission opportunities in our community to serve God. And we also started our first day of mission this year. We weren't sure how that was going to go or how many people would even participate in this thing, but it was a smashing success. Our little church made an impact at Noah's Hope Child Advocacy Center. We packed 100 blessing bags, and we painted blessing boxes. Our kids did that, and we helped clean the sanctuary at Shenbrun Village, a historic landmark right in our backyard. We made a statement to our local community that we are called to serve our Savior beyond our church walls. We should be proud of that new ministry. And I have many other examples just from this year, but I will stop there because I got a Packer game to get to in 7 hours. But many of us have been trained to think that evangelism, this idea of spreading the kingdom of God, evangelism is such a church word, but it just means sharing the word of God with others. We're all trained to think that is knocking on doors and handing out pamphlets, and many of us know that from bad forms of evangelism we've experienced. But for Moravians, that's not how we evangelize. How we evangelize, it comes listening to our gospel today. Because Jesus finds some disciples of John, and he reaches out to them, and he says three words, come and see. Come and see. Come and see what I'm all about, see what my friends are all about, because Jesus had so much confidence and care in what he was preaching and giving, that that's all he needed to say to people. And so I think it's an important message for us when we put so much pressure on ourselves about how we're going to build our church. Use those three words as an evangelism tool in 2020. I challenge you to use those words with somebody in your life. Come and see. With a friend or a coworker, come and see the joy in our hearts at this church that we built here at Shenrun. Come and see the service and commitment we have here to serving others, to extending ourselves beyond our walls. Come and see a church family that cares for one another, that prays for one another, that loves one another. Come and see a group of people with so much faith in their heart for serving Christ. Because when it comes down to it, that's what's most important. that we're united on that. And it's easy to lose sight of that, especially on a day where we're going to look at a lot of statistics and a lot of number and a lot of things on paper. But there's so much that you do in mission and ministry that can't be found on paper. And I want you to pay attention to that, because I personally have seen so many blessings and gifts in this church. And there's no place we would rather be with these people that are sitting next to us right now. And we truly are gifted with that. And so when we approach this church council today, I hope that's where your mindset is too, celebrating the gifts and the blessings we have. And when it comes about sharing our mission and ministry, don't worry about having the perfect words, because there's no perfect words to bring somebody to church. But just use these three words as an invitation. Come and see. Amen. Let's pray. Gracious God, we come to you today, and we just want you to know that we are so grateful for your presence in our midst. And we talk about our ministries not as a way to brag, but as a way to uplift you. And help us see that evangelism is not a scary word, that it's just talking to people and pointing to them and showing them what God is already doing in our midst. So help us talk to others and to share your word, just with those three simple words, come and see. Come and see what God is doing here. Come and see what God is doing in our hearts. And come and see how God will change our world. In your gracious and blessed name we pray. Amen. At this time, I invite you to stand as we join together in song. Of grace, I will offer a benediction, and then our own Chloe Martin is going to give our postlude today. Let us join together in the words for grace as we get ready for church council.
Thank you.
bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. In the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, amen. You may be seated.